I call your attention this morning, brothers and sisters, to the passage that is read to you from Mark chapter 6. If you please turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 6, from verse 45 to verse 52 in this section of the Holy Bible. Recently, I had lunch at my regular noodle store, and when the food was delivered to me, I was surprised to find extra ingredients in the bowl. I'm talking about extra prawns, extra pieces of meat in my noodles. And I thought that the hawker had wrongly taken my order. I had ordered the normal size. I thought that he had given me the super size, or what we would call a large size. Then he came to my table and he said, "Thank you for your regular support all these years. I'm sad and sorry to inform you that I'm closing the store next week. Business is very bad and I cannot sustain the business any longer. Please enjoy the extra prawns and meat, and I hope to see you again somewhere in the future when things are better." Brothers and sisters, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused much fear. People are worried about their jobs and their business and their future. A friend of ours had not been very normal recently in the last few weeks. And we didn't know what happened. We thought that we have offended her and so she was avoiding us. But just recently, just 2-3 days ago, she opened up and said that she had been very worried and very stressed as a family because the husband had been informed that she will be retrenched shortly. And they are worried for their family, their children, their child who is in school. You see, brothers and sisters, it is not just about whether you should go to Hong Kong for a holiday or not. If you can, go. But brothers and sisters, there are many people who cannot and who are filled with fear. In their hearts, they are worried. I just want to ask you this morning, as I come into your midst, what is your worry this morning? Are you a parent of a PSLE student, worried about the result that will be soon announced and the school posting thereafter? What are you worried about? Just a few weeks ago, I met a friend whom I have not met for some time. And actually, I had gone to the place to visit his brother. But instead, I found him. And so I asked him, I said, "Hey, where's your brother, my friend?" And he started to have his both eyes swelling. And then shortly after, it became red. And then tears started to drop. And I said, oh, what's happening? What happened to my friend? And he said that your friend was in hospitals only for 17 days. He died of blood cancer. From beginning to the end, only 17 days. And he was so sorry that my friend, his twin brother, had passed away in that state. Brothers and sisters, what is your worry and what is your fear this morning? Are you like the apostles who are here, as we read in this passage of God's Word, facing a storm, a severe storm, in their life, in the sea of life, as we are told here? You understand that the apostle, if you had the opportunity to glance through Mark chapter 7, that the apostle had recently returned from their mission. The Lord had earlier sent them out, as we are told there in verse 7, and he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, as we are told there in chapter 6 and verse 7. And when they came back, we are told that they reported to the Lord, and the Lord called them to rest, as we are told there in chapter 6 and verse 31. And he said unto them, "Come ye yourself apart into a desert place, and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." But they could not rest for long, because we are told in verse 34, that their rest was interrupted by the need of others, as we are told there in verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out of the boat, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, Because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things that led on to the feeding of the 5,000 and more. And how then, at the end of the feeding of the 5,000, Christ made, as we are told here in our passage in verse 45, he made the 12 apostles to leave while he himself sent away the people. And it was while they were leaving, when after they left the Lord and traveling across the sea, that they faced a severe storm. And we are told in verse 48, if you read there, that our Lord saw them in the midst of the sea and toiling and rolling, for the wind was contrary unto them. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm calling you to this passage of the Word of God because there is a very important lesson for you to learn, especially in this time of fear. As you face the uncertainty due to COVID-19 pandemic, brothers and sisters, you find here three good encouragements to have faith in Christ as you live in this time of fear. Firstly, brothers and sisters, look at what you are told there in chapter 6, verse 47 to verse 48. You learn here, brothers and sisters, that the Lord sees His people. He sees them. And when evening was come, and the boat was in the midst of the sea, and He alone on the land, and He saw them toiling and rolling. Brothers and sisters, we are specifically told that the Lord had dismissed the people and He had gone to the mountain, and there He was praying. In His praying to His Father in heaven, the Lord was looking at His people in the midst of the sea. The Lord, we learn here, He knows where you are. And He knows of the struggle that you are engaging in. And He knows exactly your breaking point. The Lord saw them because He cared for them. As we are clearly told in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, the Lord careth for you, brothers and sisters. The Lord was alone, we are told in verse 47, on the land. Well, the 12 apostles were in the midst of the sea. Well, brothers and sisters, they were a distance from Him. The Lord was high up in the mountain. They were far away in the midst of the sea. And we are told here in verse 47 that it was evening. And it was about 3 a.m. in the morning. You can imagine it was very dark. In a time of storm, it would have been even, the visibility would even be worse. And yet, brothers and sisters, despite of all this surrounding, and despite of all this limitation, the Lord saw them toiling and rolling. Brothers and sisters, what does this tell you about who the Lord Jesus is? It tells you clearly, isn't it, that the Lord Jesus is divine. You find in the Lord Jesus one person with two natures. He is both God and He is both man at the same time. And as God, brothers and sisters, are you not told that your Savior is one who sees even in the night? In Psalm 139 verse 12, you read, "Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." And so we learn here, brothers and sisters, in Psalm 139, it is a truth. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, you find a reality. In the Old Testament, it says, "The darkness hideth not from thee." In the reality, you find that the Lord saw His people in the midst of the sea, at the distance from Him, in darkness of the night, and He saw them, that they needed Him. What is your fear, my brothers and sisters? What is your worry at the moment? Do you learn here, brothers and sisters, that the Lord Jesus Christ is all-knowing about you? Every hair on your head, every sparrow flying in the sky, the Lord knows everything about you. He knows that you are facing difficulty. He knows the difficulty in your marriage. He knows the difficulty you are exercising in caring for your children. He knows the pain you feel in your heart. He knows the health issue you are worried about. He knows your fears. He knows your tears. He knows exactly why you are, brothers and sisters. Because we learn here that he knew where the apostles were. And he saw them toiling in rolling, brothers and sisters. The Lord is both God and man in one person. As God, he holds the universe in his hands. He is able to know where his people are. And he has the power to help them for their good, for their safety, for their life. And as a man, he could sympathize with their struggles. He could see that they were laboring so hard to be alive, to keep themselves safe in a ship, in a sea, brothers and sisters. He could sympathize with them. He had been with them earlier on in the earlier storm. He understood their worry. He understood their fear, brothers and sisters. So it is with your life. If you would go to him, if you would just tell him, if you would just report to him, he knows. And that's exactly what you learn of the apostles early on. If you care to turn with me to chapter 6 and verse 30. At the end of their ministry, they return to the Lord. And we are told here in verse 30, chapter 6 and verse 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. They reported back to the Lord. The Lord sent them out. They came back and they reported everything about their journey and ministry. Every details to the Lord. And that's what we are told about Charles Spurgeon. At the end of each day, Spurgeon said, as he lay down on his bed, he would reflect on the day and then he would pray. He would tell the Lord, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl he met. He would report to the Lord what he had done and with what heart he did them and what he said. And brothers and sisters, I hope that you would follow the example of the apostles and of all the godly men in history. They pray. Right now, brothers and sisters, you see that the Lord saw them toiling and rolling. And you realize that the Lord came to them. We are not told that they prayed. Because in a time of such distress, they were too busy and distracted. They did not pray. But the Lord saw them nonetheless. What a gracious God and Savior we have. Despite our unfaithfulness and despite our weaknesses, the Lord continues to care for His own. The Lord holds absolute power, as we have already seen elsewhere in the reporting of the four Gospels, the forces of darkness, the forces of nature, the forces of nature under His control. He was able to heal all diseases, and the demons, the unclean spirits, were all under His authority and care. As a boy, I would often go with my mother whenever she visited the temples. And often she would go at night because it's the end of work and she would have the freedom and the time to take a walk. And she would often go to the temple at night to pray. And brothers and sisters, I must tell you that I was very afraid to go with my mother at night because I was very afraid to look at the idols. I was very afraid to look at the paintings on the wall. Going to the temple really frightened me because of the awful representations on the wall and all over the places. But brothers and sisters, look at the loveliness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything is beautiful. Everything is wonderful. Everything is just so lovely. Will you and your children come to Him this morning? Will you see in Him as someone who really cared for His people? And the Lord, He saw them toiling in rolling. That's what you learn, firstly, concerning the encouragement to have faith in Christ. The second thing you learn is found in verse 48. After having seen the people of His toiling in rolling, we are told that in verse 48, and about the fourth watch, or 3 a.m. in the night, He cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. He cometh unto them, brothers and sisters. The Lord came to His people. He did not just see and pretend He didn't know. No, the Lord cannot do that. He is too loving to do that.
he saw that they were toiling and they were fighting for their life. And he must do something for them. In the first place, it was the Lord who prepared the storm. It was the Lord who allowed them to meet the storm. It was the Lord sovereignly in control of the whole situation. The Lord wanted them to learn to trust Him, to call upon Him. And the people had to learn this. Who He is? He is the God-man Jesus Christ. And He came to them, we are told. He came to them while they were struggling with the storm. He came to them because He wanted them to see that they had no power over the storm. They must trust in Him because He has the power over the storm. Because He is the creator of all things. And He will save them and protect them. He knows when to let them face the trials. And He knows when to rescue them and to stop the trials. He knows all about you, brothers and sisters. When you see His dealings, His tender loving dealings with the apostles, you can be sure that He deals with you the same way. Because the scripture tells us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. He's always tender to those who are His. He allows them to be stretched in their faith. He allows events in our lives in order to test us and to help us call upon God and to trust in God. He shows to us in this COVID-19 pandemic that no human being has power even over a disease, a virus, brothers and sisters, and that we come to hopelessness. And we come to realize that we must call upon God to intervene. And He does hear us and He does help His people. He cometh unto them. It would be helpless if the Lord Jesus Christ came to them but He could not do anything, isn't it? What is the point to go to somebody for help when it is beyond a person's ability to help? But what is the point? People call upon their ancestor, call upon their good friend, call upon the memory of their parents. They were good parents when they were alive. They were good ancestors when they were alive. But the point is this, are they able to help you? Do they have the power to help you? And often they're not. The gods of the world have no power to deliver those who call upon them because they are all made with human hands. But look at what you are told there in verse 51 about the Lord Jesus Christ. And He went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. You realize there, the wind ceased. What was their greatest need? Their greatest need was deliverance from the storm. And what did the Lord do for them? The Lord caused the wind to cease. Brothers and sisters, the Lord comes to you and He knows exactly when He will rescue you and He knows when He will deliver you because the Lord has a lesson to teach every one of you. The Lord wants you to learn to have faith in Him. I have a friend. She's married to an oncologist. One day, many years after their marriage, she had cancer. She died of cancer. There was nothing the husband could do for her. The husband was an oncologist. The husband was helping other cancer patients. But his own wife died of cancer. Brothers and sisters, there is only one person who can truly help you and come to you. I hope this morning you learn this, that in a time of fear, call upon the Lord. And that's the lesson that this incident recorded for us is meant to teach us. It's meant to teach you. He cometh unto them. He came to them to rescue them. He came to them to show His love for them. He came to them to show them that He and He only is their refuge. That they ought not to call upon anyone else or to trust in anyone else. He is enough for them. Brothers, sisters, is that what you are teaching your children? Trust in Jesus Christ fully and only. And trust in Him to lead them and to hold them and to keep them safe because He is with them. Look at the emotion expressed by the apostles.
before and after the Lord came to them. Look at what you are told there in verse 49 to verse 50. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a ghost. And they cried. The word that cried means they screamed. They scream in fear. They scream in fear. Everywhere is the same. When do you see a ghost? You see a ghost only at night. The darker the night, the more ghosts hopping about. For they all saw him, and they were troubled. They were struck with deep fear. Isn't it strange? They were supposed to have known the Lord intimately. Isn't it strange that when the Lord came, they could not recognize him because they were too distressed with the problems. They were fighting the storm. They were fighting the storm and so distracted that when the Lord came near to him, to them, they could not recognize him. There was another person, a lady, who saw the resurrected Christ, and he thought the resurrected Christ was the rabbi. He said, "Rabbi," a gardener in the garden, or whatever the person was, he could not until the Lord said, her name, Mary. Then she recognized that it was the Lord. The same thing happened here, brothers and sisters. The Lord said to them, "It is I. It is I." Look at what you are told there in verse 51 to verse 52. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were so amazed. They were very astonished in themselves beyond measure, and they wondered. Beloved brothers and sisters, that was the intention of our Lord. He allowed them to go through this period of trial. Why? In order to show them who He is, and in order to call them to have faith in Him. Many of you have been a Christian for so long, and it has been said again and again that COVID-19 pandemic is actually something that we have never experienced before. Singapore, and since our independence 50 over years ago, we have never had such a bad economy before. And we are all worried, isn't it? But where is your experience with your Lord? In the midst of facing these trials of our lifetime, where is your experience with the Lord? Where is the knowledge of your walk with Him, brothers and sisters? Do you love Him? Do you know Him? Is He just a ghost? Or is He rightly identified as your Lord? He cometh unto them. Yet the apostles reacted with fear. He cometh unto them to rescue them. And they reacted in unbelief, isn't it? In fear, they were just astonished. Teaches us something about our nature, isn't it? That the human nature is sinful. The people of God are often slow to trust in God. Very slow to trust in God. Look at what you are told there in verse 52. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Earlier on, they had only experienced just a few hours earlier on the feeding of more than 5,000 people with 12 baskets full of fragments left behind and fish. And yet, a few hours later, they were fighting for their lives and they could not even remember the person who came to their rescue. And the Bible tells us it was because their heart was hardened. I ask you this morning, brothers and sisters, is your heart hardened? The Bible calls you to love one another. Is your heart hardened? The Bible asks a husband to love their wives. And to ask the wives to respect the husband. Is your heart hardened? Children, the Bible calls you to obey your parents. Is your heart hardened? And parents, you have the responsibility to provide for, to protect, to catechize your children. Is your heart hardened? Are you obeying the Lord, brothers and sisters? Are you obeying the Lord? Do you believe in God? Do you put your faith and trust in the Lord in a time of fear? Is the fear in your life causing you to be blinded, to be distracted so much so that you no longer remember the one who has always been with you, even the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? What is your storm, by the way? What is your storm this morning? What is the storm that you are facing this morning in your life? Were you Will you commit it to the Lord who is able to deliver you? The last point, that an encouragement to trust in the Lord, is found in verse 50. We are told there, the Lord speaks to His people. Verse 50, and immediately He talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. As I said, trusting God is not very easy, and it is not very normal for us who are inclined to unbelief, inclined to doubt the Lord. But brothers and sisters, it ought to become easier as you have, as you gain experience with the Lord. The Lord sent them to face a storm, that they may learn that He is trustworthy. That when He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world, He meant it. You think He did not mean it? You thought that He's just being nice? The Lord meant every promise He gave to His people. You know, people like to put nice words on their house, with the wall, the plugs, with nice words. They have it on their computer, they have it even on their iPhone. Nice Christian verses, nice Christian quotation. And often people don't believe it. The family that pray together stays together. Oh, it's a very nice saying. How often is it true? A family that stays together, that pray together, stays together. But do you pray together? When was the last time you prayed together as a family? And so we thought that because we are like that, the Lord is the same like us, like to say nice things. We only like to say nice things. The Lord be with you. I'll pray for you. Pastors are very good in saying that. You tell the pastors all your woes and all your problems, and the pastor, before dismissing you, say, I'll pray for you. The moment the pastor turned his back towards you, the pastor forgot all about what the promise he made. Not our Lord Jesus Christ. When He says, you are safe with me, He will make it sure that your life is safe with Him. And you are safe because He cares for you. When He says that if you commit to Him, He will lead you. He will lead you. Brothers and sisters, He would. And that you will see Christ in all His beauty and glory. Learn to have faith in time of fear, brothers and sisters. They met with an earlier experience on the storm. If you turn to Mark chapter 4, you read all about that. In Mark chapter 4, in verse 40, they already had a storm before. But did they learn from it, brothers and sisters? They didn't, isn't it? Evidently so. They were still not really learning the lessons about trusting the Lord. And the Lord had to teach them another facet, another aspect of trusting in Him. He talked with them. And he went up unto them, brothers and sisters. He saw, He came, He talked. It reminds you of an earlier incident, isn't it? The Lord saw Adam and Eve sin against Him. And after they became sinners, the Lord still came to them. And the Lord talked with them by asking the first recorded question in the Bible, where art thou? It was the Lord who came to them. They were hiding from God. That's classic human being, isn't it? That's the same for you. When problem comes, you hide. When you need help, you hide. Isn't it strange? I thought when you need help, you should go to the Lord. But no, we hide from Him. And when you saw your son doing something naughty, for example, he broke something, you saw it, what do? Do you hide away? No, you go to your son. You go to your daughter. You talk to him. You give assurance to the child. And you help the child to be reconciled to you, isn't it? Jesus came to His disciples while they were struggling with a storm in the sea. And He talked with them. He didn't scold them. He didn't say, hey, how come you didn't? You never learned? Why you never pray? It is because you never pray, that's why you are in trouble. The Lord never said that. The Lord came and gave them every tenderness and assurance. Be not afraid, it is I. Don't be afraid. I'm here now. I was in a land. I was up in a mountain. But look, I saw you. I know you are in trouble. I come to you. And I talk to you. I assure you. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. Christ talked to them. Christ talked with them to comfort them. He tells them to trust in Him, to learn to trust in Him. Brothers and sisters, these are wonderful things. Because God knows that you will face storms in your life. COVID-19 is not the only storm you will face, I'm sure. You will find difficulties. You will. Just last night, I had the joy of listening to a man and his wife, married for 30 over years, happy together, and the wife complaining actually. The wife said that this man is crazy. You know that his work is his hobby. And because his work is his hobby, he liked what he's doing. We have never in these 30 years, the eldest daughter is 30 years old. And she's a doctor in Ng Teng Fong Hospital A&E department. She said that, you know, they're all these 30 over years married and with our children grew up. We never had dinner, not even once in all these 30 over years. He never go overseas. I go with my daughters overseas, but not him. He will always say, but I have work. He worked all these years, now he's old. He's still working. My daughter say, don't work anymore. Don't need to work anymore, Papa. And the Papa say, but I still have to finish my work because I accepted the order and I have not delivered. You see, this man. And I told the woman, I say, isn't it good that you have a husband who is not into all sorts of nonsense, not looking at other women, not drinking and gambling. It's work. It's only work. It's between home and work, home and work. And has been a faithful man, brothers and sisters. Well, we have a faithful God too, who cares for you. He calls you. He calls you. He talks to you. He says, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. It is I. Can be translated, I am. The name of God, Jehovah God, as He revealed it to His people in the land of Egypt, isn't it? In Egypt. And in the time of the Exodus. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Jehovah of the Old Testament. I will miss my regular noodle store during lunchtime especially. I'm worried for my friend who manned that noodle store. But brothers and sisters, I will trust in the Lord who says, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And so I come to you this morning. I am just a visiting preacher. I really do not know what is happening, the storms in your lives at the moment, your relationship problems, your family problems, your work problems, your health problems. But I do know one thing that Jesus does. He sees you. He knows you. He will come to you. And He will talk and comfort you. Will you this morning, my beloved brothers and sisters and children, have faith in Him as you face the storms in your life? Let us stand for prayer.